T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, retired life is fantastic. Are you kidding me? He's being rocked. Toward the end of the year, we're in it. Could he possibly come out of retirement for a last, you know, little playoff push? Why not? Absolutely, why wouldn't he? But again, his body's been beat up. It's how he feels. I don't know how he feels.
Do you think he's ready to come back right now after retirement?
Dude, Gronk can retire for 10 years and come back and still dominate. He is ridiculous. There's no debate if he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He is.
Anybody that makes opinion, that's Jake Glazer from Fox. Anybody makes a statement now on anything, notice what happens. It becomes like a news story. So everywhere you go online, and by the way, Twitter's back in operation again.
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
I haven't been retweeted in over an hour.
Isn't that unbelievable? This is how they live in North Korea.
Haven't got any likes.
This is how it works. So Jake Glazer goes out there and says, yeah, I think Skronk's going to come back, which is what Wiggy's been saying and others have been saying. It suddenly becomes a big, huge news story. It's not a news story. It is somebody's take on something.
Right.
Right? But now takes have become news stories. How did that happen?
Well, because it's who's the person giving the take, right? Jay Glazer. So you think he's got to be hearing this from somebody, right?
He's got opinions. He doesn't hear everything.
Right, but you know how this business works, right? Is when somebody says something, they instantly think that there's a source where you're hearing it from. You're not just some average Joe who's making this statement. So Jay Glazer must be hearing something behind closed doors that maybe Gronk is thinking about coming back because he's plugged into that world. And so that's why it becomes a news story. If it's just some random Joe who doesn't have those connections and who hasn't like broke stories or have sources before, people are kind of like, yeah.
Okay, so everybody get pissed off with the NBA free agency. Because you brought it up earlier. Jalen Rose came out 99%, you know.
Right.
He's going to Toronto. And people were coming up with all sorts of stuff. And they were people that are in the NBA world, like you said.
Right.
But most of it was, yeah, I heard from somebody. Doesn't mean that it's truthful.
But if you're in that world, though.
Yeah, Wojnarowski operates on a different level. He obviously has contacts with all of the agents, you know how it works, and with the teams, and when they want to use him to get something out there, you know, he'll have that contact. And I give him all the credit in the world. He's the best at it when it comes to the basketball world. So you take that differently, I think, than when Jalen Rose comes out and says, or Chris Carter comes out and talks about it.
Because they're just talking heads that have some sources, right?
It's where, like us. But we have takes.
Yeah, well, but with Woj, they look at as being more of like, this is his profession, right? He's not going to just say so. He's not really going to give an opinion. It's going to be more along the lines, the information that he puts out there, he's getting that from something and somebody that this is a pretty, pretty good, reliable source. Where when we say something, it might be like, yo, one of my boys is like, oh, you ain't going to believe who I just saw at the airport getting off a plane. I just saw Giannis. Okay, now I'm like, yo, my people are telling me Giannis is a free agent. He's been in Boston. Sources close say he's going to sign with the Celtics in 2 years.
He's going to the Vineyard for the weekend. You know, he's vacationing.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
That's like one of the greatest memes on Twitter. There's just that picture of that same guy who looks like Dante Stallworth.
Right. But they don't know that, though, Glenn.
Smartest thing that Milwaukee did. It was the smartest. It was the best free agent pickup in this free agent season. Is that Milwaukee signed Giannis's older brother to a 2-year contract.
That's it.
Kid can't play.
No.
He can't play.
But Giannis in 2 years is going to be a free agent.
That's right. And they knew exactly what they were doing. So we mentioned this yesterday, Fitzy, the Al Horford.
Mm-hmm.
And God love him. He just has a demeanor about him that he can stick it to the people in Boston. He can stick it to the Boston Celtics. And they're all sitting there going, oh, let me kiss your ass. Oh, you're wonderful. You're terrific. So yesterday, he tweets this out from his Instagram. Instagram, "You welcomed me with open arms 3 years ago. We had a goal to raise another banner in the rafters. We fell short of that goal. I appreciate everyone in Boston. That even means you, Lou Maloney. Ownership, front office, coaches, teammates. Most important, thank you to all the fans. Thank you, Boston." Now, I'll give Kemba Walker credit. You know, he did it on the Players Tribune. He did a huge, long thing, and he went into all the details. Al did 6 lines. Thank you,
Boston. You only get how many characters on Twitter?
So, 280.
So last night, Fitzy, we were talking about this yesterday. So last night, I go in there, and I'm going to read all of the comments. And, oh, my God, this is embarrassing.
No, please don't tell me that it was a complete suck-up festival.
This is embarrassing.
Why do people do this for this guy? He shivved Atlanta a couple of years ago. The same way, I'm not going to win a championship here. Oh, no, it's
he's a traitor. When he comes back to Boston to play the Sixers, you know, now granted, I know we can't do this because times have changed. I would have said throw tomatoes at him, but it should be a nice, loud, that's what you throw.
Comedians. Let me read. Boardman gets rings. We love you, Al.
He should be booed.
Thank you so much everything. Hold on. 2 claps emojis and 2 heart emojis. We really appreciate your leadership. Leadership? What leadership did he provide last year? As much as Kyrie.
He showed the perfect leadership. He showed us exactly where to go if you want to win a championship or at least get out of the Eastern Conference.
Poise and dedication to bringing out the best in everyone. You will be greatly missed. One right after another. And then you get the Philadelphia people who are sitting there going, "Welcome to Philadelphia. We won't call you average Al down here in PA. Yeah, he's feeling Lou's line.
Right.
Yeah, just
because he's not going to be average down there. He's going to be below average.
I'm going through these
below average, Al. I like
He's going to, you know, he's going to go down there. He's going to average less points, less probably rebounds. He'll probably average more assists. I'll give him that.
I mean, I would do this. If I were a Celtic fan, I would start reading what the Philadelphia people are commenting on this thing. This is unbelievable. Boston will miss you. Sweet King. Sweet King? Did we ever call him Sweet King?
Oh, my Sweet King.
Was that from Carson Edwards' bomb
squad? All right, here's one of my guys. Yeah. Here's one of my guys. Green runs deep. He's got a great following, great Celtics fan. Why'd you go to our rival then? There's a dedicated guy with a big Celtics following coming out. Oh, thank you, Boston. Thank you, Al.
Yeah, there are a few of them that at least strapped it on because how different is this?
He's a traitor.
How different is this from Ray Allen?
Right.
How different is this from Johnny Damon?
Benedict Horford.
And yet people are talking about, oh, this is different. How is this any different?
And listen, I'm not going to say he was the best player around. I wouldn't even say call him average.
He was a good player.
He was a good player. But he just made the Celtics literally, in my opinion, go from being a Eastern Conference Finals contender to now they have no shot of getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. Because if you have this Celtics team and you have Kemba, Brown, Tatum, and Hayward, and you insert Al Horford into that starting lineup, you have a pretty, pretty good team getting into the season. Now you insert him into the 76ers. My opinion, they're the favorites to win the Eastern Conference.
Maybe.
And you are a guy that supposedly talked about how much you loved being here and this, that, and the other. Was it really that much money? Did the Celtics really lowball him that bad?
Look at this one. Al Horford, moment of appreciation. Look at these people. God. They're doing artwork here.
Hey,
this is frightening.
Glenn, do you have any connections?
Wait a minute. And thanks to Anna, too. Make sure you let Anna know. We will always love you and Anna. Are you kidding me?
Are they working on the tribute video?
I guarantee you they'll have one. He's wrong. You're wrong. You think they're going to boo him? You're crazy.
Well,
they're not going to boo him.
He shouldn't get no tribute video.
He'll come in here, and you look at that front court.
I'm going with Wiggs, and I'm throwing Wiggs beer at him.
You look at Embiid and Horford up front, okay, up front against Boston's 4 and 5, and you tell me they're not going to hammer them, okay? So, and they'll probably get blown out in the game against Philadelphia, or they'll certainly get beaten. And we're going to sit there and get excited about Al coming home and put the video tribute out there. I don't understand this. Well, why are we getting so soft here?
Truly, genuinely loves
Al Horford,
Boston.
Does Al have like a weird like please like me complex? Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I think what
is he
going
to come to town that day and visit Children's Hospital? Like, see Boston, I still care.
Listen, I think he seems to be a really good guy.
Right.
He probably did wonderful things in the community. What he did that Kyrie didn't do, Kyrie couldn't shut up. Kyrie had to continually say things, and he was talking out of this side, then he was talking out of that side, and that pissed people off. What Al did is Al did it behind closed doors and fooled you all.
He collided.
He looked necessary to stay within reason.
Really? What happened within reason? Danny Ainge called it a priority the day that he opted out. And Danny said, we need to get him long term. Jackie McMullen has come out after we heard there was a mystery suitor out there, which people thought it was the Clippers or Dallas, and it turned out it was Philadelphia, that they were talking 4 years and $112 million. Turns out it's 4 years and $97 million. And Jackie McMullen came out and said, nope, Celtics have come in for 4 years with a healthy number. Right. So it's right there in the ballpark. He left you. He left you because he wants to get a ring, and he thinks he's got a better shot of getting the ring in Philadelphia.
It's either that,
bingo, right?
Or here's my conspiracy.
It's genuine love.
Or here's what I think. Because everybody ripped Kyrie Irving when he left. Everybody was, Kyrie's to blame, Kyrie's to blame. And I've said this from day one. Kyrie has some blame in this. But I think the bigger part of the blame pie should go to the young kids and the relationship with Brad Stevens and how everything was handled as far as playing time. And what this tells me of Al Horford leaving, knowing that Kyrie was already out the door.
Correct.
Not wanting to re-sign after they had there was already reports that Kemba Walker was going to become.
Correct.
So Kyrie was replaced. This tells me that Al Horford did not want to be part of that locker room because of those young players coming back and whatever relationship or dysfunctional relationship they had with Brad Stevens. That's what this tells me here. Because if it is a healthy offer, like you said, that even looks worse on why did you leave the Celtics.
Listen, I think Jackie McMullen broke it all down, and trust me, she knows more than most of these people. And Kyrie was part of the problem. There's no denying that, okay? But the problem was with the young kids, with a huge ego, thinking they suddenly had reached the NBA top stage, and mm-hmm. they were the superstars now. And I think there was a problem with Gordon Hayward and fitting him back into the lineup, and kids sitting there going, wait a minute, I'm out playing him.
Right.
You're giving him 26 minutes, he's not doing squat out there. All of that was a problem. Brad not being able to deal with all of these egos and meld it all together. And Danny, for actually thinking that he could bring these kids back, not in some way saying to himself, if I bring Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, am I not going to deal with a personality conflict mm-hmm. in that locker room because these kids already think they're stars? Now, you bring all the talent you can to the table, but you got to think of some of those other things. All of those were issues, and yet I think the Celtic fan out there thinks there's one guy and one guy only who's responsible. If I hear one more time, addition by subtraction.
Right.
If I hear that one more time, it's the dumbest, stupidest thing you could say.
But they're going to get along now. Oh. The chemistry is going to be better.
And suppose they don't.
It counts for 10 wins alone, just not having what's the worst one? Oh, the locker room cancer.
But this is where Al Horford is a genius. Because what he did is he always, even in terrible games, if you remember, and Abby Chin would put the microphone up there, and he would just sit there and say all the right things. He would never knock anybody, never say anything negative, even though they just screwed up out there on the court. He always put that face. Behind closed doors, you've been around athletes. You tell me what he's sitting there saying. He's sitting there saying to his friends, are you kidding me? We can't do this. We can't do that. And the public is buying it because they didn't see the curtain open up.
And
they didn't see the Al Horford behind the curtain. You know when we saw it? When he shifted his ass out of town and he went to Philadelphia.
And don't give me it's because he went to Philly because he feels like he wants a ring. Because if, you know, he knows like I know, against Philadelphia during the regular season, he was 9-3. And in the playoffs,
he dominated Philly.
In the playoffs, he was 4-1. So he knows, hey, if we get Kemba Walker and we work everything's out here, we'll beat Philly.
He didn't want to be here.
He didn't want to be here.
And the difference is he didn't have the balls to say it to anybody. Instead, he has this sweet little thing here. How many words did Kemba Walker have?
Over 1,400.
1,400.
And 49 for Al Horford.
So he spent legitimate time. Kemba sat down and spent legitimate time formulating how he felt not only about coming to Boston, but also how great it was in Charlotte and to respect those people.
Al Horford gave us 49 words.
49 words.
I'm going to find the actual.
He met every single one.
I'm going to find the date, and I'm going to start a petition, and we're going to take it to, where do we take the petition to? To the State House? That if the Celtics put a video tribute on for
they're
this,
going to get ready for
for
it.
This guy.
They are.
They should be fine.
They are going to get it.
I'm going to find out.
I'm waiting for the Rozier video.
We get to Mayor Walsh. Tribute. You know what a Celtics fan he is. He had Government Center lit up green last night for Bill Russell.
When the Celtics will play.
Let's just
the
do
Sixers.
It. Let's take it to Instagram after the show.
We get right back to the phone call. 617-779-7937. This hour being brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So I'm just going to tell you who I think the best 10 teams in the league are as of today, and you can hold me accountable to it. I think Boston's about number 10. I don't think they can win a championship. I think they lost too much offense. They lost Al Horford, very good playoff guy. They lost Kyrie Irving, their most talented guy. They lost Terry Rozier, Marcus Morris. I think they lost too much offense. So I think they're good, and I think they'll get to the playoffs. I think their chemistry will be better, but chemistry gets you so far. Toronto had great chemistry for years. Then they got Kawhi Leonard and won a title. You need a guy. And so I think Boston's not a championship team, and they're a good team. They're number 10. I don't think the Rockets are a championship team.
All right, so I buy part of what Colin Cowherd just mentioned. He said that Boston was the 10th best team in the league, and I just put my list together.
I put mine together.
I've got him as 10th as well.
I do too.
Clippers, Lakers, Warriors. I'm going through the Western Conference. Clippers, Lakers, Warriors, Denver, Houston, Portland, Utah, all better than Boston, and Milwaukee and Philadelphia better than Boston, and we'll see what happens.
But that's not hot,
Toronto.
Though. But
no,
that, I mean, if you, here's everybody
where,
would have them
10. Here's where I disagree with him. I think he's all wet when he says they lost too much offense. Nope. They did not lose offense. Matter of fact, offense, I would not be surprised at all if they score more points this year than they did last year. What they lost is defense. They're going to have a difficult time of stopping people, especially in the 4 and 5 spot.
With your boy Enes Kanter out there.
They're going to have problems. It's going to be defense more than offense that you're going to be bitching about during the course of the year.
This is interesting. With his top 10 here, Glenn, with him putting the Celtics at 10, Cowherd is basically telling you kind of what we hit at earlier this week, that the Celtics would have a tough time getting out of the Western Conference, 7-8 seed at best.
Yeah. If they were in the West?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's true. They're
Golden State 3 though? Damn.
Well, that's because you got no you got no Klay Thompson, you got no Kevin Durant. I don't agree with him on number 1. He has the Clippers. I think the Lakers are the best team out there. I think they have by far the best. They have the, you know, what, 2 of the 3 best players in the world, because I think LeBron James can still play. Anybody that thinks he can't still play is out of their mind. Guy averaged 28 points, 55 games. You got Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma, who's a very, very good young player. You look at what they've been able to do. They had Boogie Cousins. They're the best team in the league.
Avery Bradley was a sneaky good pickup.
I'll take the Clippers. I think the Clippers have better support system. And if we're talking, you might be right in the playoffs.
That's what
in
we're
a playoff
talking
series.
About.
Yeah, in a playoff about. Series, you might be right.
How do you like the world? How do you like the world champions not even making the top 10, Glenn?
Toronto?
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit, because I still think they're going to be a good team.
I do too.
I think Pascal Siakam, with now him having the ability to now take over a bigger role, they still got Kyle Lowry, who I think is, you know, a very good player. You bring back Marc Gasol. So I still think Van Fleet's good. I still think they're going to be a good team. But when you look at the Eastern Conference, in my opinion, it's the Milwaukee Bucks and 76ers, and then everybody else is
this
way
is a drop
behind.
Off.
And the Knicks sign Taj Gibson.
Matter of fact, I'd be more fearful. I'd be more fearful that Indiana could overtake Boston, that Brooklyn could overtake Boston.
Well, not this year, but
two years from now. I'm telling you, I think there's a possibility this year that Brooklyn
wash.
They won 42 games last year, right?
Yeah.
Caris LeVert was out for what, 2 or 3 months with that serious knee injury. He's back healthy. He was good in the postseason. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be good. I do. Now, obviously, they don't have a chance to be 1, 2, or 3 probably because of no Durant.
Well, I think it's
and then
one
I would say Orlando. I wouldn't. I'd be watching out for Orlando.
Well, I would say then, Glenn.
And if Miami gets Westbrook,
yeah, I would say then it's 1-2, Milwaukee to Sixers, and then everybody else.
Yes.
And then everybody else is a coin flip.
Correct.
I could see the Celtics losing a 7-game series to the Indiana Pacers. I could see, you know, the Celtics beating Brooklyn in a 7-game series. But as far as Milwaukee and Philly goes, I don't see
that's
the
what everyone wants right now. We're sitting here, July 11, 2019. Hoping and praying that April 2020, we get a 4-5 matchup. Nets-Celtics. The Kyrie Kemba series.
Yeah.
Take my money, please.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
So Ben Rohrbeck on Yahoo gives off-season grades for all of the NBA teams. He gives the Brooklyn Nets an A, even though people around here think they did absolutely nothing.
Well, there's an A.
Gives the Atlanta Hawks an A minus. So it goes down, down, down. What do you think he gave the Celtics?
C.
A D plus. D plus.
I would agree with that grade.
Wow. There are five teams with a lower grade, two in the Eastern Conference. Toronto Raptors, a D minus, mm-hmm. because they lost maybe the best player in the league, certainly was in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And the Charlotte Hornets get an F because they lost Kemba and they got nobody else they can play.
Hey, yeah.
And then you Golden State. Obviously, because they lost Durant. Now look at the Klay Thompson injury. The Phoenix Suns, because they were looking for point guard and they were looking for help.
Wait, what
they
did
got an
he,
F. And Oklahoma City's got an incomplete.
Okay, yeah.
A D plus.
For Golden State?
No,
a D.
A D.
Ah, come on. That's kind of rough.
No, I would agree with that.
They got the sign and trade for D'Angelo Russell. They actually just gave themselves some backcourt competition. Like, that was not a terrible move. And they picked up Willie Cauley-Stein.
Yeah,
he might.
It's not D.
Maybe C.
Maybe C plus
give
in
you
that range.
Maybe
D is a little rough.
But I would say the Celtics, they might even be a D minus. He gave him a D plus. I might even give him a D minus because I don't think you got.
What about subtraction, addition with subtraction?
Because I think you subtracted, but you didn't get better. Kyrie Irving's a better player than Kemba Walker.
Yeah, but everybody thinks that. The problem has been solved. I hear it over and over and over again.
Well, that's because
Kyrie
idiots.
Left. But why isn't there anybody? Look at the phones. No phone calls of anybody wanting to talk about this situation with Al Horford. He left you. How is this any different than Ray Allen? Other than the fact that he never came out and said anything.
It's just the opposite.
He was smart enough to say it behind closed doors. He had to sit down with his agent and said, hey, we can come back to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do we want to do that for? We can go to Philadelphia. We can win. Are you kidding me? With that front court?
Well, the Ray Allen thing that makes it even worse is the Celtics had just won a championship, so he wasn't chasing a ring. He already had a ring. So now Ray Allen going to Miami was about getting another ring.
Okay, you're a better team if you have Al Horford on this team right now with Kemba Walker.
Yes.
Okay, then we're talking about legitimate 3-seed, and maybe if they get lucky couple of the kids play, you could possibly win the conference.
You're the 2-seed.
Okay.
I would say if you keep Al Horford and you get Kemba Walker, and like you said, going into that on paper, if they do that, I bet you their grade jumps way up from a D plus to a B. And now in the Eastern Conference, it's between you and the Milwaukee Bucks.
So everybody told us how good he was last year, how he did all the little things, mm-hmm. how he set everybody else, how he made everybody else better. He just got up and walked away from you and went to your chief rivalry in the division.
Thanks, Al.
And everybody's good with it.
Gross. I'm not good with
what
it.
What am I missing here?
You ain't missing that.
They're not going to boo him. You're wrong. They're going to give him a loud standing ovation when he shows up that
for
first
doing
time.
What?
Then he's going to kick their ass.
For collecting a check? Sorry, Boston. This hurts me to hurt you like this. Get out of here.
Listen, my mother.
Kick rocks without socks.
And wait till they start seeing Cantor play every night.
My mother once told me growing up.
Man, I'm telling you, he robbed you in a former life or he did something wrong.
He just can't play defense.
He
won't try. What do you think Boston people are
Cantor.
Like? When somebody, you've seen him play enough.
Right.
What do you think people are like when a guy doesn't try at the defense?
He ain't getting no Tommy Awards.
He will not.
Here's the reason why, Glenn. You ask why, it's very simple, okay? My mother once told me this as a kid growing up in Boston. She goes, for every three people you walk by, two of them are morons. And so when you think about it, those people that are like, are going to say we should chair him, there were probably two of those morons that I walked by as a kid. Because there's no way you should be chairing Al Horford.
It's called a Chiquanda.
Yes, it is called a Chiquanda. You should not be giving him a video tribute for a guy.
He's kidding. One of you
guys. Let's
go away.
Guys,
Terry Rozier's going to get
let's
a video
fire up
tribute.
The video department in three seasons. Al Horford. They're going to call a hard foul on Horford. 13.5 points, 7 rebounds, 1 All-Star. $96 million collected. Oh, thank you, Al. Oh, your selflessness. Thank you.
That's what it's about. And if I can do that, I know I've done my job. And...
Well, I think, but he says, but you know
you
what?
You can't go to Philadelphia fast enough.
But it's all, Nick, it's all about saying the right things. He said the right, he
he's
was
the
a fraud.
He's the de Blasio of the NBA.
Exactly. He was a total fraud. He sat there in front of the cameras and he said all of the right things. And these people just ate it right out of his hand. And then when he got behind closed doors, he sat there and said, I'm not going to stay in Boston. Those young kids, they got egos. That coach, he didn't know what he's doing. I'm getting my ass out of here.
Now that I know, now that you let me know that the Celtics gave him a competitive offer. So even if he comes back for, say, $10 million less.
He didn't want to be here.
You're right.
He wanted out.
That's what tells
and
me
we
more.
And we usually, this town has gotten soft. We used to get pissed off when people rejected us and got up and left. In this case, he is just as bad as Kyrie Irving. He is just as bad.
He's worse than Kyrie.
He got up and left you. Right. He walked away. The only difference is Kyrie's an a-hole in public and saying it to everybody. Okay? This guy stabbed you behind your back.
He's worse than Kyrie. I put him high. I put him up there higher than Kyrie. At least with Kyrie Irving, I know that he probably, because there were reports that him and Durant had talked about, hey, even coming to Boston and playing. And I feel like maybe the Celtics didn't do enough to kind of like, stroke his ego and to make him stay.
They did everything for
him. Is this a Celtics fan issue? Are Celtics fans the softest? I think the question is, are Celtics fans the softest?
I'm shocked at this one. I understand the Kyrie thing because Kyrie pisses you off because he says stupid things. I mean, the earth is flat. Come on. He says stupid.
Well, is it flat?
Okay, it is not. He says stupid stuff. I'll show you some pictures later on. I got some video.
Well, Jacoby Brissett wants to know if the sun is hot, how come outer space is cold?
Right. So another stupid thing.
Why can I walk outside? I'm walking on flat ground.
So I get it with Kyrie. I get why they're pissed off. But it's even worse. Are we that dumb that you don't realize that he stabbed you behind closed doors? He's laughing about this right now. It just pisses me off a little bit because I think he's a fraud. And he's putting on this image to everybody. Oh, no, I loved it in Boston. Then why did you leave? Because this team is a better team with you, Kemba Walker, and those young kids, and maybe Gordon Haywood.
You could have beat Philadelphia
and finished the job.
You're
out of here. Right. It's a lot different. All right, we'll take some phone calls if people actually want to talk about this.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, back to OMF, where the ladies love us.
Maloney and Fourier, I love to listen to them.
They're wonderful.
But when Glenn comes on, I want to shut the radio off.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad on Sports Radio WEEI.
So Ordway's been trying to drum this thing up for a couple of weeks now. And his go-to move here for a couple of weeks has been, I don't understand why we're not getting any reaction. Where are all the callers hating on Al Horford? So the reason why, Glenn, and we'll make this very simple for you. Not only was Al Horford a class act here on and off the court, not only was he somebody that completely endeared himself to fans and did everything that the Celtics asked of him. Not only that, but the way in which Al Horford left, does it suck that he's going to the Sixers? Absolutely. Am I going to feel a little bit sick with him lining up next to Joel Embiid? Yep. And does it potentially put the Sixers over the top? Yes. All of that hurts, all of that stings, and all that sucks. But the reason why he's leaving is because of Kyrie Irving.
That's Patrick Kilroy last night.
That's
so dumb.
There you go, Glenn.
That is so
dumb. Told you, girlfriend.
See, this is what I mean. The Green Teamers and Gilroy is the king of the Green Teamers. No. First of all, he knew that Kyrie was gone. He knew that they were bringing Kemba Walker in here. Go look at your timeline, Gilroy. You got it wrong. Go look at some of the stuff that Jackie McMullen has written. Here's why. Gilroy and others will not criticize Al Horford from getting up and leaving. Because if they actually do, then it screws up their whole premise that Kyrie Irving was the one and only problem. He was the cancer. He was the only problem the Boston Celtics right. had. And everybody thinks that you get rid of Kyrie Irving, whoo, we've cleaned it all up.
Yay, Celts!
It's all cleaned up, and now we're ready to get back to winning championships. You don't want to share the blame. Brad Stevens deserves some of the blame. Danny Ainge deserves some of the blame. The young kids deserve some of the blame.
Right.
Gordon Hayward does. Horford does as well. But to sit here and tell me that he didn't want to come back here, he knew. Matter of fact, Bobby Portis last week said everybody knew back in February.
I was the only one on air that had said, I still believe, and it was on Mutt and Callahan, I said, I still believe that there's a chance that Kyrie comes back. I still believe that to be true. And this was probably 2 weeks or a week before he ends up, before free agency. And everybody's like, no, Kyrie's been gone. He's no way he's coming back. Well, so I don't get Gilroy's point to Horford left because of Kyrie. So does Gilroy believe there was a chance that Kyrie could come back?
If he's gone, he's gone.
No, but Gilroy.
Did he really think there was a chance he was going
to
come back?
Yeah, for Gilroy to say he thinks that the reason why Horford left.
Where are all the collards?
Because in his mind, Horford did not want to play with Kyrie.
They don't want to rip Horford.
And so that means Kyrie would have came back.
They don't want to rip Al Horford on the way out because it kills their Kyrie Irving was the one and only issue. That's what they don't want to do. So you better win next year. Don't give me this, we can be fine if we're 42, 44 wins. You better win a lot of games next year. Because if Kyrie's out and it's addition by subtraction, you better be damn good. Because, this whole idea of Al Horford, and I agree, seems like a really good guy. Okay. And Danny seems to be bringing in good guys. You tell me, Wiggy, I'm not sure having a bunch of good guys necessarily is the formula for winning. It might be great to have parties and road trips together because you all got good guys, right?
It's going to be another super likable 117-111 game where the Celtics just can't seem to grind it out.
Yeah, but at the end
of the day, he's not a great player.
At the end of the day, the good guys playing together, if you're not winning, that good guy locker room starts to be like, there starts to be little factions that start to form and go, man, we can't win because of this, because of that, because of this. I want players, and in the NBA, it's about, it ain't about the locker room. It's about the guys on the court. And that's what matters in the NBA. Not about how they're hanging out in the locker room. Is there good rapport? That kind of, it's about the guys you put on the court. And if you don't have studs and superstars that can do it, look at what's his face? Kawhi Leonard. Has a great year, win a championship, and just bounces. We don't know what type of relationship he had with those guys in the
Lawrence. Beloved in Toronto forever.
Right. It's he
one year. Kawhi Leonard.
He didn't even high five the guy, one of his teammates.
Well, everybody talks about great chemistry or whatever, and I'm reading all the stuff about what happened up in Toronto during the course of the year, and guys that up there have been writing about it, and nothing bad happened. On the other hand, it doesn't sound like there was this phenomenal chemistry or whatever because. Kawhi Leonard would show up for shoot around that day and say, I'm not playing tonight. I don't feel good tonight. So they would have no idea from day to day.
Right.
And he sat out 22 games. And not because he had an injury, but because they wanted to protect him, okay? And other guys were excited when he wasn't playing because they figured, this is my opportunity to go out and show my stuff. So I'm not sure they had the greatest chemistry in the world, but they had the best player out there. Let's go to Jake in Pawtucket. What do you got, Jake? Hello, Jake.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
So just a couple of thoughts on the Kyrie Irving, Al Horford situation leaving in free agency. So you guys were saying that Al Horford is just as bad as Kyrie, right?
I said that.
Listen, okay, so Al Horford is not a saint, but he did do many things that Kyrie didn't that were right. He was a leader. Listen, he did say all the right things to the camera.
He wasn't a leader. He wasn't a leader. Don't use the word leader. How did he lead? If this team was dysfunctional all year long, and he was the senior member of this team, how did he lead? He was a crappy leader.
How do you lead a team when that much dysfunction? The dysfunction is not.
Well, that's what a leader's supposed to do. So you're blaming Kyrie for not being a leader, and yet you're letting Horford off the hook, even though he's the senior member of this team.
No. I'm not giving Kyrie all the blame. I'm not giving Kyrie all the blame. Listen, Kyrie deserves most of the blame because he's the superstar. He's the best player. He's the anointed best player, so he should be the leader. Al Horford kept the team stable.
They weren't stable.
So why didn't Al Horford return? Why didn't he come back knowing that Kyrie was gone? Why wouldn't he come back knowing, hey, he liked the team, he liked the organization, and he had a really good chance? They were signing Kemba Walker to be able to compete and win the Eastern Conference.
Because $10 million is a lot of money, and plus, he doesn't see us competing in the Eastern Conference without Kyrie Irving. He saw this free agency, let's say we keep Kyrie Irving, re-sign Al Horford, and then we land Anthony Davis. Al Horford said he wants to join a contender. Listen, I don't want to let him off the hook.
You got the timeline all wrong as well. And interesting, you have the timeline wrong, but you're disagreeing with what Gilroy said. You're saying just the opposite.
Well, he's saying that
he left because Kyrie.
He was saying that Jake was saying he wants to join a contender. I think Al Horford knows pretty much what we know. Against the Philadelphia 76ers, his record was pretty good.
Because he was good defensively against Embiid.
So, and I think he realizes that if, you know what, even with Kemba Walker, they're probably a better team than the Sixers with him on it. So for him to go to Philly, it's not because he wants to win a ring, it's because he wants to get away from Boston.
I think it's the question that some of these guys that cover the Celtics should be trying to dig out.
What stinks, Glenn? Where is the stink coming from? There is some stank on these Celtics,
yep.
And it's much more than Kyrie.
Yeah. But I think that they're getting away with it right now because I think most of these Celtic fans want to blame everything 100%. You hear it on Kyrie Irving. He's the devil. We're blaming everything on him, and everybody else is blameless.
I told you.
That's ridiculous.
These fans have gone soft.
Ridiculous.
But the only reason And the only reason why, it's for one simple thing, and this is the only reason why people do not like Kyrie Irving, is because at the beginning of the year, during that Celtics season ticket holder thing, he goes, if you'll have me back, I'll resign. And then when all this stuff was going on, you know, 4 or 5 months later in February, when they asked him about it, he goes, talk to me July 1st. Because of those two things, that is why everybody, if he had never said any of those things, they would not be killing Kyrie.
Backtrack Jack, snake in the grass.
He flipped. Paul's in a car here in EEI. Hi, Paul.
Glenn, you are driving me crazy. As usual. So I just want to focus on one thing, because this is a huge discussion, obviously a lot of stuff. But your specific point about the fact that Horford could come back and play with Kemba.
Right.
You understand that the only reason they were able to sign Kemba Walker was because Al Horford's cap hold came off of the team's salary books.
Yeah, but they could. But
they would have had to free up more salary to get the max contract for Kemba before they could re-sign Horford.
Horford has bird rights.
Or they would have to relinquish his bird rights to remove his cap hold from their books.
Yes, they would have to. They would have to squeeze more money to get Kemba, but they had bird rights. Horford didn't want to play the game with him.
Glenn,
they could have worked it out with Horford. He wouldn't play the game.
They were asking, Glenn, unbelievable. Glenn, they had to get rid of his cap hold to sign Kemba Walker, or they would have had to get rid of either Marcus Smart, Brown, Tatum, you name it. Like,
They would have had to get more money, but you're missing the point that Horford had bird rights. They could have sat down with Horford. This is how you do it. You sit down with the player. You say, what do you want to do here? We really want you back. And Horford will sit there. If you have a good relationship with the player, player says, I don't want the $30 million thing. I'm gonna opt out. Okay, what can we work out? They were working it out, if you remember, Paul. That's what the Celtics were doing. They were negotiating with him. Matter of fact, that's all I heard from the Green Teamers. Oh, Al's coming back. He's going to get a 3-4 year deal. He's coming back. Why? Because it was all about timing. And if they timed it out, right, they could have got all of this stuff done, but he didn't want to cooperate, and yet people are letting him off the hook.
The thing is, it could have been done. That's all that matters, whether it's Bird rights, it's damn, you know, Kevin McHale rights, it doesn't really matter. The thing is, they could have got it done. Look what Kawhi Leonard did with the Clippers. He was able to get Paul George traded to the Clippers. So to say that they didn't have enough money to do it, or they couldn't have got it done, no, we know that they could have got it done. Yes, it might have had to take some finagling and moving this and moving that, but it could have got done, and it all goes back to Al did not want to be here. He knew Kyrie was out the door. He knew Kemba was coming in. You think Danny's smart enough to know, say, hey, here's what we got, Al. You want to be part of this thing moving forward? And he goes, nope.
And you know something? I want a salary like that on my books right now, because I look at 2021 when you're going to get the next group of free agents popping out, because next year is not a good group, but the good group in 2021. I want that money on the books so I can get rid of those guys to somebody else, drift them off, so that I have money to get one of those superstars that's coming out in 2021. All right, we got another hour to go. We'll go 30 minutes commercial free. The MFers are off today. We got Wiggy in the house. We got Nick Stevens in the house as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.